We are proud to announce the results of our 2013 grant funding process. This is grant funding for our next 2 years, where we're awarding grants to not-for-profit organizations that are interested in improving the education, financial stability, and health of our community.
And the process involved what?
This is a standard United Way grant application process where we released application documents and procedures. We had 27 applications completed. We had 30 volunteers that reviewed applications. They were divided into five different teams that reviewed teams of about five or six applications. They spent about 600 hours reviewing the documents that were prepared, as well as meeting to discuss them and then visiting 20-plus agencies, and then meeting again to make final recommendations. A committee then met to decide what limited amount of resources were available, how that money should be spent. We had requests for over $1 million in grant funding, and we had only prioritized $350,000 for this year's next 2 years grant cycle. So it's been a very exciting process in the way that we've had a volunteer-driven process. This isn't anything that was decided by just staff or just the board. There were lots of other volunteers involved in then making a final recommendation.
So has the money already been collected for the next 2 years, or is this going to be part of the fundraising this year and next year?
The money that we're talking about is money that we've already raised for the first year, and then the next year, funding decisions were not made in terms of dollar amounts, but were made in terms of priority percentages, so that once we know as an organization the results of our campaign this fall, we'll be able to say, okay, this is the resources that are available for our community's impact priorities, and we just apply those percentages.
So the time period then between now and the start of the campaign in the fall, what's going to be done to lay the groundwork when you want to hit the ground running with the fall campaign?
Well, we really want to just take a little bit of time here and recognize the hard work of dozens of volunteers that have really helped us get back to the basics of what we are as an organization. Many people tend to think that United Way's only role is raising money and distributing money and managing money, but we also we do a lot more than that, and that we're doing strategic planning for our community. And as we're getting ready for this campaign, we're really working on communicating how we can energize this community and help people really get involved in what is it that they want to make a difference in strategically. How is it that we can improve education and financial stability and health in the next, not just 2 years, but 5 years and 10 years. And you're going to hear a lot more of our mission around bringing people together to find solutions and expressing what their passion is and what they're most excited about changing in this community. And I'm really excited about that. I think we're going to have a lot of fun and help people feel like they're making a contribution, not just financially, but in terms of their time as well as their passion.
And I'm sure that's part of the excitement for you as the president to be able to come in and see this collection of volunteers who, some have probably served for a very long time with this particular organization, but maybe being able to expose them to at least some new things to consider, whether or not they get implemented or not, just at least open the door and consider some possibilities.
Yeah, I want to give a recognition to our board volunteers that really led this process. I mean, I use the expression living in College Station, that this train in terms of this grant process left the station before I got here. And they have a lot to be proud of. There was a significant shift in this year's grant cycle to look not just at what organizations have always done, but how they're aligning with our community impact priorities for education, financial stability, and health. And they've made a lot of progress. But we also recognize that there's things that we can learn, and we're already starting that quality improvement, that path to excellence in terms of what can we do better next time, and what are the improvements that we need to make. I don't have a whole lot of ideas in the process that they haven't already figured out that they need to do and that they want to do differently.
But how do you come in as the new facilitator?
Well, I'm really proud of Allison Prince. She's our Vice President of Community Impact, and her main responsibility is this kind of community conversation and facilitation. A lot of my role is to continue to challenge our volunteers and our community in raising questions about, okay, is this really the most effective way that we can use this money? And that was one of the questions that our volunteers ask, is what's the return on this investment? We take our role as a community steward of resources even more seriously now, and we want to make sure that that we're strategically directing resources where they need to be, and that requires more data and information about the community. So I think a lot of my role becomes asking the question, okay, so what is our community most passionate about improving? And what is it that where do we have the gaps in our community, and trying to really clarify where we need to be going in terms of a vision, so that then we as different volunteer groups can align around that and make sure that we're getting resources and volunteers and information where it's most needed. Does that help?
Yes, it does. I mean, you're the new sheriff in town.
Well, yeah, let's see. I don't carry. I don't know if I have that much power other than to inspire people and encourage people. We don't coerce people into doing things or to believe in their community. And we're really proud of the organizations that we're going to get to be working with for the next 2 years, and the opportunity to work with them collaboratively, and how we can collectively, when we're all working separately, we can be somewhat efficient, but it's only when we're all working together that we can really improve our effectiveness and our efficiency the most.
Well, hence the title of the organization, United Way.
Yeah, you've got it. And we're trying to find better ways, better paths of working together. And as much as we've been doing this for 60 years in this community, I think we all are recognizing that we can all learn to do this better. And in the reality, the world is changing. We can no longer think competitively. We have to think collaboratively. We're all interdependent. We're all connected, and it's really in the best interest of our community for everybody to be helping, whether they're a partner with their community by the way they volunteer, or whether they're a partner by the way things they encourage and promote with their own families and organizations, or as well as what they give their money to. And we're all living united that way and working to achieve what is most important. The question is how much more strategic could we do that if we were all working together, whether we're SECC partners or whether we're 211, information and referral partners, or whether we're, community impact grant partners.